From America's number one travel radio show, I'm Robert Carey with today's edition of your RM World Travel Minute. You know, as the Thanksgiving travel rush is behind us and the country prepares for Christmas and New Year's, the next busy travel period will soon be here. If you're planning to fly on Spirit Airlines, a word of caution: with the company in bankruptcy and selling off planes, they're a weakened operator with reduced redundancy and depth. This could have all been avoided if the Biden-Harris administration had simply approved the merger with JetBlue, as both companies would have been in better position to take on the top U.S. airlines. The impact this failed airline will now have on not just the flying public, but all the airport workers, both seen and unseen, the communities they serve, and the local businesses who support Spirit's operations, as well as a host of other companies that deliver goods and services to keep the airline going. It's going to be significant. The Biden-Harris administration rejected the merger, saying an independent Spirit was better for consumers. Really? How's that played out? Spirit knew it couldn't survive as an independent, and big government has hurt travelers, not helped them. Share your thoughts with me at rmworldtravel.com. And until we're back with you again tomorrow, have a nice day, everyone.